Thank you, Peter. Thank you for the opportunity. As Peter said, my name is Farzana Badi, and I have my own consultancy, and this research is funded by Digital Infrastructure Insights Fund, which is the involves a Ford Foundation, Sloan, Omidyar, and Schmidt Future. So no dirty company money. There is a preliminary report that I have been working on. The qualitative part of it is being done by me, and quantitative part is in collaboration with .ie. We were looking at whether public DNS resolvers, whether like Google and Cloudflare, whether ISPs use these public DNS resolvers increasingly, and instead of using their own, and how are users doing? What are users doing when using the internet? Do they use public DNS resolvers or not? We looked at APNIC Lab data, and it looks like that despite the common conviction that that the use of public DNS resolvers are increasing and ISPs are increasingly using them, it looks like that it has been going down and has halved. So the report describes that kind of trend. However, this doesn't mean that ISPs do not use public DNS resolvers, and in certain parts of the world, they are used more than others. And this is the kind of the trend that you can see, that almost all of the regions, you can see that it has actually gone down. However, there are APNIC Lab data. There are other sources of data, but from the methodology perspective, it's APNIC Lab's data is actually closer to to understand how ISPs and network operators and users use public resolvers. And now I have done this presentation a few times, and I wanted to talk about the open source aspect of it. So can we actually see, because most of these trusted public resolvers are closed source and they are very popular. So how can we actually stop, if we can call it a tragedy, how can we actually stop it? And how can the internet community help with providing and maintaining open source DNS resolvers? And I don't mean not providing commercial aspects to it. Why do we need public DNS resolvers? We can just say, well, ISP is going to provide it, or we just mandate the ISP to provide it. However, public DNS resolvers are needed for freedom and decentralization. And this is a theory that I have, and we identified a high percentage of internet users in regions with low internet and press freedom that use public DNS resolvers when they face censorship. Open source software in DNS resolvers can provide a more